from excerpt number 12.
Please.
So the obligation of Bnei Baruch to humanity in the last generation, we're reading selected excerpts from the sources. Item number 12 from Likutei Halachot, the blessing for the scent and a blessing of thanksgiving. Rule number 4. There is a medium between all the worlds and the Creator, and it is the Israeli soul, which is very high at its root and is truly a godly part. It is the medium that connects all the worlds with the Creator, and through it, the abundance and vitality and existence are drawn to all the worlds. For this reason, everything depends on Israel. Again, excerpt number 12. There is a medium between all the worlds and the Creator, and it is the Israeli soul, which is very high at its root and is truly a godly part. It is the medium that connects all the worlds with the Creator, and through it, the abundance and vitality and existence are drawn to all the worlds. For this reason, everything depends on Israel.
Well, that we know from ancient Babylon, that those who had a pure will to receive, pure, not big, they are the ones who could hear what Abraham was speaking about, that it's worth connecting, and then we will reach a degree that is higher in spirituality. We will know the upper force. By us reaching love thy friend as thyself, we will reach a different life. We'll be able to come out of this whole matter of arguing with each other. So who can hear it? People who aren't so bad, aren't so evil. That's what they could hear, whoever heard, and yearned to reveal the Creator in this mutual force of bestowal. They are called Yeshalkel, Israel. That's why those who connected to Abraham were the pure ones, and Galgalta Enayim, and the Achab, that the rest of the Babylonians that were coarse, demanding, strong, they will remain in Babylon. That's why he says that the soul of Israel is the medium between all the worlds and the Creator, which is Galgalta Ve'Enayim, the vessels of Galgalta Ve'Enayim. They are the medium between the upper light and the Achab. That is actually the reason. Now, what else do we have questions about this? PT3?
Exactly on this matter, when we defined the convention, we spoke about being this conduit, about having to connect between us and through that to the Creator. And as this pipe to connect between the world and the Creator.
Yeah.
And this morning we heard that the main thing is creating this embryo between us.
It has nothing to do with it. The fact that we have to do it, this is what we have to do between us, and this is what we have to do towards the nations.
That's what I'm trying to understand. This morning we were focusing on the embryo and the part that we need to connect between us and between us to the Creator. Is this what happened here? Is there a fundamental change here?
There is no fundamental. This is all according to a certain order. In order to build a building, you need bricks. Then from them, you start putting the building together. That's what we're doing. We need to organize between us the connection in the tens, that without that you don't have spiritual bricks. That's why, for this, we are defining our Congress as a BB Unity Congress.
And what about the second part of the conduit, that it's for the correction of the world?
Not yet. We have nowhere to connect the pipeline to. We don't have the pipeline yet.
So in the preparation, we're supposed to focus only on building the part that's between us and between us to the Creator?
Yes, but the end of the action begins with a thought. We also have to speak about what we're making this pipeline for. Because as we've been reading lately a lot too, the Creator is yearning to coerce vessels, to the nations to connect and come close to Him.
So is it correct to say that the practical, immediate part of ours, this formation of the connection between us and the Creator, and the study we'll do at the convention will be for the, in sake of the future, for the correction of the world?
I don't understand you, really. I can't catch your thought. Maybe repeat yourself. I don't understand. What do we need to do? You answer me. What do we have to do?
Connection between us and between us to the Creator in the tens.
Okay, so what are you asking about that?
So I'm asking about this learning in the convention, about the second part of this conduit, about for the world.
No, we're not doing it. Who told you that's the topic of the Congress?
That's what I'm saying. In the beginning, when we spoke about it 2-3 weeks ago, you told us that we need to be this conduit, on the one hand, between us and the Creator. On the other hand, between us and the world.
Correct. That is our general correction from us to the Creator and through us to the world, right? Preparing that pipeline has to be in such a way.
And this morning we also spoke, and if I understand you correctly, I heard that we need to focus only on the part between us and the Creator.
Yeah, it's more precise. For now, that's sufficient for us.
So what I'm asking is, why in the convention and in the preparation, why talk about the second part? Why talk about us to the world?
Because Gemara Tikkun is correction of the world, and that's what we are preparing for that. So we're not just talking for no reason. We have to connect to the Creator. But end of an action starts with a thought. We also have to speak about what we're doing this for, even though in practice we're not touching it yet. Who do we have? Tbilisi.
We have a large responsibility on us. How to absorb this responsibility all the time.
Speak about it, learn about it, learn about it, speak about it. There's no other way.
PT 27. Rav, today we spoke about this building that's growing, and we always add at the end of our actions to give contentment to the Creator. I wanted to ask if we can maybe explain that a little bit. What does it mean to give contentment to the Creator?
I don't know. Try and imagine that you have brothers, and every one of them are like you, like arguing with one another, like poking each other, but you are deciding that in order to give contentment to your mom, from this moment on, you have a truce. Is that clear?
So is contentment like a mother?
Yeah, she sees you, and from that she gets contentment. At least from that, it's the light of mercy that you don't want to cause each other. Maybe afterwards you also want to be good to one another.
So let's say if we start thinking about it in the 10, we're all in the 10. Tens that are working in the morning lesson, doing work between them, trying to connect.
If in the ten you are careful not to cause damage to one another, no damage, then you are already in Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy. You already have an opportunity to come close to the Creator. And as much as you want to concede towards one another, that I'm willing to do everything for the other to succeed, that I will be the zero towards them, and even less and less and less, then we can reach a state that for sure each one annuls himself towards the others. And then we, by this, acquire the Masach.
PT 17.
PT
17.
Rav, you said to Niv that in this convention we won't touch upon the correction of the world. Question is, should through the connection between us, should we reach care, concern for the world?
I don't know. Don't catch my word and we'll do what we do. That's it. Sit silent. What are you thinking about 2 weeks from now? Study what we're saying now. That's it. You grab on to all kinds from every day. Every day, everything's changing.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Let me ask this, hopefully it's in the right direction. Where exactly does our internal connection take place with the public? At what point exactly do we connect with them?
In the point called the chaze of the partsuf, from the chaze to the tabu.
Doesn't mean much to me.
So what do you want me to tell you what point? What you asked, that's what I told you. You understand? That's why I'm at. What do you mean the connecting point between what? Us and?
For the external audience.
The external audience, at what point? So I don't know what you mean a point.
When we, for example, disseminate to the audience, then you said that we start absorbing the deficiencies when we start disseminating to them. I'm trying to understand at what point this is happening. What, when they're touching our materials or when we're thinking about going out to them, at what point does this connection begin to be formed?
You need to go into the reporters group and ask them. I don't know how to relate to the people. I don't know how to read or write or speak to them. I don't know. At what point, I'll tell you, the point of a deficiency, that is for sure. They have a deficiency. At that point, I need to touch and show them that I have something about that to bring them some kind of treatment, some kind of fulfillment.
Another question, please. Does the 10 become this conduit?
Yes. The 10 becomes a conduit. 10 siot. 10 friends. Well, more or less. Doesn't really matter. They will be organized from above, that they will be as a passage. Just as he writes, that the people of Israel need to organize to be as a conduit for the upper light, the upper abundance from the Creator to all the nations of the world. Yes.
PT
2.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav, you answered to Aviu that if we stop fighting with one another, causing harm to each other, we're on the way to Chafetz Chesed. I'm from the people like Aviu. I want to know what I need to do to stop harming the friends. It seems that we're not doing anything to harm one another, but I guess we are. So what do we do to stop harming each other?
To stop harming each other, you need to yearn to give good to the others. That's it. Think of the good, and then for sure you'll get rid of the bad. Otherwise you're going to say, I didn't do anything. What? Like children say, I didn't do anything. What do you want from me? Right? Did you do good all the time? Did you constantly want to do good to them? So for sure that at that moment you're not doing bad.
Thank you, Rav. Is there anything concrete, or just in general think about goodness for the friend, like to really want the friend to be in the lesson?
In everything you can cause good to the friend, in every moment, you have to do that. And then it could be that you can say that I didn't cause them any bad. The moment you engage in doing good. That is it. Well, Gilad, let's keep going.
Yep. Excerpt number 13 from the Aravut, item 20. The end of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under his work, as it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. And the text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto him. But the role of Israel towards the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers towards the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah, for were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations, as mentioned in item 12. So it is upon the Israeli nation through the Torah and mitzvot to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves the sublime work of the love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is dvikut with him.
That means that we need to teach the nations of the world not to be passive, and that through us, supposedly through the conduit, something will get there. And we just, our path will just open for the abundance. That's what it sounds like. But we will need practically to work on educating all the nations of the world. First the people of Israel, then the whole world. Please, again.
13, the Aravut, item 20. The end of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under his work, as it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be one and his name one.
Meaning everybody connected in order to bestow, passing the upper light from each one to the other and only engaging in that. Yes. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto him. But the role of Israel towards the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers towards the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah, for were it not for our fathers who observed the Torah, before it was given, we would certainly not be better than the rest of the nations. So it is upon the Israeli nation through Torah and Mitzvot to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is Dvikut with Him.
From here, everything is clear. So read on.
Excerpt 14 from the Arvut, number 28. Now, if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, meaning make a covenant on what I am telling you here to be my segula from among all peoples. This means that you will be my segula, and the sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you onto all the peoples and the nations of the world. For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this at any rate. I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations. For this reason, he ends, for all the earth is mine, meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to adhere to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing the task, I need a virtuous people.
Questions.
Dov, can you?
Yes.
Well, the whole lesson, I hear a very huge responsibility of each one of us to be in the 10 in all of his soul and heart. Otherwise, it's
the Creator throws all the responsibility on us, and we are responsible for the correction of the world. It really is that way. Meaning, he is not going off the stage, but we need to arrange everything and connect between us and through us to correct all of the nation of Israel, and then with the nation of Israel to correct all the nations of the world. We're at the beginning of the path, we're at the beginning of the line, in the beginning of this this conduit. You need to create this conduit. If the pipeline is coming out of here, you need to add to it more and more. More intense, hundreds, thousands, millions, billions, and so on, until everyone will be arranged. That's how it is. PT4. Rav, where does this life light influence us that we need to bring it to the world? Where does it work on them? Rav, on them, where does it work? It works as surrounding light. And when they, by him, can get by, then they become the parts of him themselves, and then it enters them as internal light, or primi. PT5.
Rav, let's say that we connect in the next Congress, even before. Like, we really want it and enter Ibul, and the whole world Kli, truly, we did it. So what will happen to the world?
I can't say. I'm not permitted to hand out promises or surprises.
So maybe I'll ask differently. If we go deeper to internality, the deeper we go, will we get tools or different expression ways to reach the heart of the public? It'll help us in dissemination?
That is for sure, because we are only in the direction of correction, in the direction of connection, and hopefully it will work this way. Like we see that the Creator constantly wants to continue our connection in arranging all of the world to be ready to receive these corrections. And of course, this is how it will happen. Thank, please God. And let me tell you, I don't want to talk about big things, but you'll see how what we will talk about, it will take place. We'll talk about it and it will happen. You'll see.
There's like a hesitation sometimes that right now we're so distant from the audience, we can't find the words.
You mustn't go out to the public but and go down to their degree. Only raise them to your degree. Okay, Amit. Okay, he's left. PT3.
Yeah, to continue, Amit. Now I heard that if we connect, we will have more words towards the external public. The question is, if we go more towards them, will we have more of a demand for connection?
Yes, because you will receive from the external audiences a deficiency, and that same deficiency you will raise as man above. There is man one, man two. And then you'll receive mad that will also strengthen you and also for you to take care of the external audiences. As usual, like the lower of the low, at the upper and the upper.
It works
upper.
Also in our state?
Then how else? These degrees, they don't change. Also, the shattering we're speaking of is shattering in the connection. Even when we say that everyone fell and crashed and there is chaos instead of order, we're only saying that because we cannot locate the connections. But really, everything is organized and everything is ready for connection. PT2.
No.
Yeah, I understand that the order of correction is that we correct ourselves in the tens, and parallel, we also connect our attitude towards the world. It happens together, right?
Right.
So my question is, how can we turn to the world if we still in the ten don't know how to define what good is between us and what the correct attitude is between us? So what are we going out to the world with?
We are not going out to the world. I'm telling you, I don't want to talk about this. We are focusing on the fact that between us, we need to build a good, positive system. What are you again jumping on the world?
What's a good, nice system between us?
Between us, that there are tens, and every ten is connected in a way that one will help his friend inside the ten, and the one ten helps the other ten. And by that, we feel ourselves as this mechanism, as this strong organization.
Is there such thing like the ultimate good? Because everyone sees helping his friend that sometimes just burdens the friend or creates tension in the ten.
Learn about it. I don't know. Learn, study it. Everything is in front of you. Everything is written. I have nothing to add. You want me like a mother to her baby? To take a book and to read the book aloud to you, yes?
But as a father, each one wants to be a good father for the kids. And one is soft and he thinks that's the best for the kids. One is more strict and he thinks that's the best for the kids. How do we know between us what it means to be good to the friend in the tent? How to reach his heart?
From love. Write it down in front of you. If you treat your friend from your heart, from love, then you cannot cause harm and you will treat him correctly. Chaver.
Rav, I wanted to ask, towards the first virtual congress coming up, and we're really expecting it, what degree do we want to attain in the congress between us?
Connection. Good connection. That with this connection, we'll be able to continue to the external public.
So we have a lot of work. We'll do it together. Thank you.
Tel Aviv 1.
Question of a friend from the 10. How should a friend behave who truly feels his responsibility that everything is on his shoulders and nobody will do the work instead of him?
You need to do it like Rabash writes it about the group. Hebrew 10.
So now we understand that for now, in this current state, we have to go deep in our connection, and from that, our abilities to connect to the general public will get better. That's the point. I want to understand the vision. I don't know, 2022. Because you said the assimilation isn't only passive, but in practice, we have to educate the people. Where do you see us? I don't know, 2022, 2025, doesn't matter what the date is. I understand the state, but like 2 or 5 years from now, what do you see?
You don't understand that I'm talking only about the convention? You still didn't hear what I spoke about before?
Yeah, I didn't speak of the Congress. Okay, sorry.
Why aren't you listening to what I'm saying?
Peter. Peter.
Да, добрый день, еще раз, Раф. А вот смотрите, не в плане оценки, но вот если товарищ в группе привносит десятки, привносит вот это...
Look, not from a place to check, but if a friend in the 10 brings the spirit of life to the group, could that be a criterion that according to the branch we value the quality that the spirit of life will be in everybody?
If we hear it and want to realize it, that is good. That is correct. Latin 4.
Latin 4. Adain lo kiblu o she'en lahem ma lagid.
They still didn't get the mic or they don't have a question?
En la microfón.
Sí, perdón, querido Rav. Si yo además de trabajar en mi decena.
Sorry, Rav. Except for working in my 10. Raising a prayer for the world, Kli.
Eso se puede considerar como diseminación. Y también la pregunta es.
Is it considered dissemination? And will it correct my 10?
Of course it brings correction to the 10. If you care for the connection of all the 10 together, but if you want to continue even more than that, then you also need to care and take care of dissemination. Because all in all we exist, and it's written, and we've learned about this, only to bring to the world the general correction.
Hadera 1.
Hi Rav, when we sit here in the lessons, in the 10 meetings, we feel as if we're in a quiet island and secure, and around us a stormy sea. So somehow we have a connection. We have a feeling of security, confidence. Should the Congress be in faith above reason, connection with the Creator, the Creator with us?
Yes. Chelyabinsk.
Вы сказали, что на Конгрессе мы должны прийти к связи. А можно так спросить?
You said in the Congress we have to reach connection. How to reach that connection?
The connection between us at the convention needs to be felt in us as one kli. That includes all of Bnei Baruch in the world. That we feel it as it fulfills us together. That each one gets a feeling. The deficiencies for connection from all of this clear vows of thousands and thousands and thousands, and that we feel in all of this clear the fulfillment of everyone that wants to be connected with the others. And this is what we need to reach. This will fulfill us in the light of Chasadim. And already our attitude towards the external kelim, to the nations of the world, and then will be fulfilled with the light of Chochmah.
PT 10.
PT 10.
I want to ask about the topic of not harming the friends and relating to them in love. Once we start relating to one another with love, right away, inside, opposite desires wake up to harm, to cause damage, and we know that we shouldn't erase those desires. So what is the right way to work with these things that is it's revealed in nature, the desire to harm? How should I work with it correctly?
Above it, love covers all crimes. That's how it's worked.
What does that mean?
It means that I am aware that I mistreat the friend, and I want to bring this force of connection, the force of care and love, and cover up with this force the previous attitude.
The fact that I say that I want that, and from this action nothing will happen. There's no correction to that desire.
That is enough. If I say that I want it to be that way, it's possible that I'll still need to turn to the Creator and ask of Him to help me. But really, even this is enough.
But this desire remains. I don't erase it. It exists, and I ask.
All you care for is this covering. It says, love covers all crimes. And the greater crimes there will be, love needs to be even greater.
Hi, Fatou.
Good afternoon, everybody. Dear Rav, we are speaking about love in the 10, and there's a gap in the giving of love and receiving of love. How should we cover that gap?
Don't calculate. Do the most love that you can do, without any calculation. As much as I receive and as much as I give. No, just give to the max.
В общем, клей, к которому мы должны прийти, есть ли место в структуре?
The clay we actually have to reach. There's a structure in the tens.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Ну, мы прежде всего соединяемся со своей десяткой. Через нее
First of all, we connect in the 10. And then through it, we can turn to...
You can connect in your 10, first of all, and then with external 10s, until all of our 10s will connect all around the world. Is that clear?
Ukraine.
All right. Ukraine.
Thank you, dear love. Please tell me, during the Congress, should we broadcast it in all the social media?
I don't know. What will we get from that and how much will it cost? I don't know. I would do it. If you ask me, I would. Because the world is in such a dangerous state that we should have this small light and pass it on to all the world. We should. It will bring correction.
We have time to check how much it costs.
If it doesn't cost, then yes, put our convention openly that everyone will be able to see. No problem at all. Yes? Okay. All right, PT 18.
Yeah, Rav, I wanted to ask, you told a friend from Moscow that first we'll prepare in the tens, and the next state is to bring the tens from around the world. So just to...
Not tens from the world, no, but all the world. There are no tens there yet. Now, in this convention, we are connecting all of the world, Bnei Baruch, everywhere, wherever they are, as tens. So they'll connect, they'll all connect together. That everyone who doesn't connect, who isn't connected, they are seemingly not in connection with us at all. And after the convention, we will start talking to them.
I'm asking about the preparation now. The next 2 weeks, should we do it with other tens? You know, prepare together, morning lessons, Zoom meetings, everything. Or every ten should just focus on itself, because we're like now talking to Karmiel, to Tzfat, all kinds of Tiberias. Should each ten just focus on their own life or and strengthen to all the Congress on their own, or are we doing something right?
We always need to be as connected as possible to all of our tens all around the world. This is clear to me. PT
25.
Hello, Rav. I want to continue Marek's scrutiny about the new desire that is being revealed. What do we have to ask from the Creator to correct our desire to add love? What does it mean to cover with love?
I want only to ask for love. Nothing less than that. If you ask for less, then it's a sign that you agree to less. That is all.
I'm asking, if I may, should I ask the Creator to correct the corrupted desire that's revealed? What does it mean to ask for us?
To ask to love the friends. You understand that or not?
Yeah, that I do.
Did you read the writings of Rabash?
Yes.
So what are you asking me even? How dare you ask? Should I ask for love of friends or should I not ask for love of friends? When did you join us?
It's not exactly what I'm asking.
So what are you asking?
Marek explained the state that a new desire is being revealed.
A thousand new desires. What do you ask for the Creator for? With what do you reach out to Him?
So my question is, always to ask the Creator to add love towards our friends?
Love or concern?
Concern.
Love, the concern will come of itself. Ask only for love. Anything below that will come as necessary components for love.
That's called to cover in love. Love will cover our crimes.
Yes. You see, Gilad, how much we need to repeat the same thing every time and they don't hear. Tomorrow he'll ask again.
Haifa free.
Shalom, רציתי לשאול רב, האם נכון לנו?
Hi Rabbi, I wanted to ask, in order to unite everyone, is it good to imagine like this one depiction that will unite each one and we'll have all our intentions towards that?
Yeah, depicted like that. Think about that, that we're all in mutual love.
It can just connect us even visually to...
Visually, as if we are truly in love, then you can remove your mask. And I see many people behind you there with masks too. And you can start hugging and kissing without any concern if you are already in love. Then there are nothing can harm you.
Thank you. Can I ask another question?
Go on.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
Hello, Rav.
Hello.
I wanted to ask if there's a difference between love or bestowal. What's the difference between connection, love, and bestowal?
Connection is connection. It's the beginning of contact. Bestowal is bestowal. It can be mutual and limited. And love is unlimited bestowal from one to the other, and it could be mutual. Most important is love. Love means you open all of your coarseness, all of your 5 degrees of aviyut, of coarseness, and you bestow to the fullest extent. For that, you need to be included with all of the vessels of the others and to fulfill them all the way, both in the light of correction and in the light of fulfillment. That's called complete love. That's it. And by that, we need to finish, right? I apologize. I hope you won't forget what I said, okay? And you won't ask again the same questions. And by that, we will conclude.
Yeah, we'll go to the women's lesson, so we'll put a song on and show us the women that are connected and ready to the lesson. We'll go to the song.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day.
gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
A smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come our way.